It's time for your morning pep talk with Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I get knocked down, but I just keep my head up high, 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 oh, high, high, high. Stuck on the ground, but I just keep my head up high, 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 oh, high, high, high. Keeping my head up, head up, high, high. Keeping my head up, head up.
Well, good morning. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr, and it's Tuesday morning, which means it's time for the Garden Line here on News Radio 92.3. But before we get started,
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Jenna, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
All right. Yes. Okay, are you ready for this?
Yes. What is that?
I brought you a gift today. All right, are you ready? Here, I got to drag my mic around to hand this to you. We can't have dead air, so I got to play Stevie Wonder. Please pull that out and tell everybody what's in there.
It's onions. It's onions.
Yeah, what are they in?
Oh, I got you. I got you. They're in. Okay, now you have to have listened to our show before. Even the newsroom is laughing at me. They are hanging in pantyhose. Unbelievable. That's what you do with caladium bulbs. Even onions, who cares?
Let me tell you something. Listen. Okay, so after we talked about the bulbs in the pantyhose, I decided to take my life to the internet and spend some time researching all the ways you can use pantyhose. Well, I found this hippie lady who lives this all-natural life. She stores everything in pantyhose, but she reuses them. I mean, you can reuse them and untie them. And she stores her onions, her potatoes, her garlic. They can last up to 6 months if you store them in the pantyhose. Because they're not touching anything, and they're just having airflow, so they last longer. So you can store them in your pantry, hook them up on a hook, and just in case, you know, you need some extras, here you go. I got you the 2X.
So you learned some of this from this nice hippie person.
Yes.
But remember, I'm a child of the 60s, so I got a little bit of hippie in me.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe I was ahead of my time here bringing this back.
The internet is wild. So there you go. You've got some onions. Mary Ellen will be so happy. She doesn't have to go to Publix for them. And then I added a normal gift.
I was going to say, Tony's chocolate candy bar.
Yes. So the beautiful thing,
sea salt, my goodness.
First of all, happy birthday to Mr. Wiggins.
Thank you very much.
He turned a ripe age of 42 yesterday. And
I'd kill for 42. I'd kill for 52, 62, 72. I'll take any of them.
Well, we'll take it. So we'd love celebrating here. If you'd like to text in 850-437-1620. But that Tony's chocolate, by the way, I always recommend reading what type of chocolate people buy,
right?
Because a lot of our chocolate is actually sourced through slavery. But Tony's chocolate, their goal is to make slave-free fair trade chocolate that actually tastes good. So they've got pretzel chocolate. I think I got you the almond sea salt one.
Yes, right.
It's one of my favorites. They have all different flavors, and all of the ingredients are fair trade sourced. So there is nothing that is contributing to, you know, slavery or human trafficking. So, of course, that's something that's close to my heart. I love to share with people. And I know you have a sweet tooth, but it's a fair sweet tooth. So you got some onions and chocolate. Just don't mix the two.
You're a good person, Jenna Barr. I'll tell you right now, you are a good person.
Thank you
for my gift. I really appreciate that.
I
had a great birthday. And so thank you. This helps extend my birthday, as a matter of fact.
You deserve it.
What fun.
So if you'd like to wish Mike a happy birthday or ask a Garden Line question, text it in 850-437-1620 to the Pensacola Expert Panel. We will have to take a break in a few minutes, but I'll make sure that I get all texts and pictures over to Mike. So how do we want to start this beautiful sunshiny day
with a chance of a thunderstorm? Oh, there's no doubt about it. What I thought we might talk about for just a second this morning is we got time for the fall garden. August, September is time for the fall garden. We're trying to
to kind of beat the calendar, because a lot of these things, if you plant them now, they need to mature in, say, 50 or 60 days before it gets too cold. And so we've got to prep. And, of course, the timeline insofar as a fall garden, you got to select a site if you've never done it before. You've got to prep the soil, and of course, we've talked about that many, many times here. You've got to add some organics, a little Canadian sphagnum peat moss, a little organic material, mushroom compost, something like that. A very, very light application of fertilizer is good. And so you've got to prep that site, prep the soil, and then you got to choose your plants. And so what you want to do is, of course, choose some of the summer crops that you can grow this time of year, not many because you're trying to beat the calendar, but some of the cool season you can do, or really some of the warm season, I should say, are beans, cucumbers, eggplant, peppers, and, of course, tomatoes. But you got to do it now. We're in the second week of September. It's time to do it now. And then, of course, time to put in strawberry plants. That's something to think about, too. And then some of your cool weather crops, broccoli, carrots, cabbage, collards, mustards, Swiss chard. I've never grown Swiss chard. Have you ever eaten Swiss chard?
Oh, yeah,
chard?
I love it.
Really? I never have.
Oh, it's so good.
Really?
I like sauteing it with garlic, onions, olive oil, and a little salt and pepper.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's so good.
Swiss chard. That's
yes.
Interesting. And then a lot of your herbs will do very good, too. So there's a lot we can do, but I still say two things here. Timing is critical. Timing is really critical. We got to get going right now. And you've got to prep that soil. Prep that soil with that Canadian sphagnum peat moss. You need to put organic material so it holds some nutrients in there, holds some moisture. And, of course, the further south you are, if you live on the beach and you do a vegetable garden, you've got a lot of work to do. If you live in Gulf Breeze, you've got a little bit more work. If you live up off 9 Mile Road, you may have a soil that you may not need to do too much to. Oh, and I forgot to add one other ingredient to that prep, and that's some limestone. Put a little bit of lime in that same area in which you're going to plant that fall garden. But it is about time for that. Not about time, it is time to start thinking about it and getting it all prepped and getting it planted. Now, a lot of people, Jenna, will plant seeds. Okay, they'll go buy packets of seeds and plant them, and that's fine. You have more of a variety of things to choose from.
Sure.
But I think, especially in the fall, just go buy your transplants. You know, buy your tomatoes in the little cups and buy a bundle of collards and that type of thing. Now, you can plant some turnip seeds and radish seeds. That's easy. But some of the basics, I think I would go with transplants versus seeds. You got a head start on everything. The plants that you buy, you can determine that when you buy them, are healthy, and so you could go with that.
So would you plant the seeds ahead of time before transplants, or all at the same time?
No, I just do it all at the same time. I would just, you know, if you're going to plant turnip seeds or radish seeds.
I don't know about turnips. They're a little too, you know, I'm not a turnip fan. I like beets.
You like beets?
Oh, I love beets.
Well, beets are,
beet,
you know, can go into
favorite.
Our fall crop. Purple top turnips. That's the key word. If you're going to plant turnips, plant purple top. That's about as old-fashioned as one can get.
Isn't that what, like, Winnie the Pooh's friend eats, is those turnips, right?
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. So we'll pass on the turnips, but radishes. I've always said radishes
oh,
are
I love
a great
radishes.
Radishes are a great grandchild activity. They come up so quick, they produce so quickly, and
get kids used to eating them too. By the way, they're excellent healthy snack and alternative to chips with like hummus or salsa. They're a little spicy, but they're really good if you make like a little ranch dip or whatever. They're a nice alternative, and they're easy for kids to cut too. So if you're going to grow them and then have your grandkids or your kiddos pull them up, they're easy to wash, and you can use a little vinegar too to rinse them off too, and then turn them into chips.
So we're going healthy this morning.
I know, I'm sorry. Well, I gave you chocolate, so now we have to make up for it. All right, let's take a quick break here on the Garden Line. If you'd like to text in your pictures, your questions, 850-437-1620.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
The U.S. and the Holocaust. A new documentary coming to PBS this fall explores America's response to one of history's greatest humanitarian crises. WSRE invites you to a special preview screening on Thursday, September 8th, at 6 p.m. in the Amos studio. The film will be followed with a panel discussion led by Steve Nissim, whose father was a Holocaust survivor. Admission is free. Visit WSRE.org to register and learn more.
Whitetail Properties real estate agent Todd Edwards is an experienced land specialist specializing in hunting, recreational, farm, and timber properties. If you're a seller looking to list, market, or promote your property at the highest level, or a buyer looking for your dream property or land investment, please allow Todd's experience to work for you. Visit Todd Edwards at whitetailproperties.com or call 251-747-1346.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Lifestyle Talk with Jenna Barr and Pep Talk. Mornings at 9. After Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. On News Radio 92.3. 20
on the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr, 850-437-1620. If you'd like to text into the Garden Line, I promise we will get to those questions here shortly on News Radio 92.3. Also, stay tuned. We'll have another news update in the newsroom with Steve Taylor at about 9:31. So we've got that coming up. We were talking a little bit about gardening and watering. One of the questions I noticed coming in is, what type of soil do you recommend if you are starting a box garden, a raised box garden, just to start?
Right, and that is a great way to grow, because you can kind of control your water, you can control your fertilizer. It's a great way to grow them. Insofar as the mixture of what to use, good clean sand, Canadian sphagnum, peat moss, some organic material like mushroom compost, like we talked about earlier, little bit of lime, a little very low nitrogen fertilizer, just not much, just kind of a handful mixed in, mm-hmm. and take all of that and mix it all up, and you can do it. Now, if you have an unlimited budget, you can go buy some nice vegetable soil that's already mixed up in bags, and that's fine. But if you've got a large raised bed, it gets financially prohibitive to do that. So mix your own, but that's easy to do using the ingredients that we just talked about, and should be successful. But it really is a good way to do it. Matter of fact, there's all kind of stuff all over the internet about raised bed gardening and some of the hints about that. So good idea. Great idea.
Okay, excellent. Here's another one. My St. Augustine has fungus. Yes, fungus is back.
Thank goodness it's back.
We're going to talk about some fungus. I plan on using F-stop, but what else can I do? Will my grass come back?
That is a great question. I'm going to assume it's St. Augustine grass. And as we, once again, we've preached this sermon on the garden line many times, is that a lot of people have said, I'm getting out of the St. Augustine business in my yard. I'm going to put something else in because this fungus has been so bad. The name for most funguses that get fungi that get into lawns is a Rhizoctonia brown patch fungus. And I'm sure the person who had texted us knows what I'm talking about. It's a circle. It'll form in a circle, and that's dead area on the edge of the circle will expand and expand and expand. Mm-hmm. And in the middle, it'll be kind of green. All the gurus in the business call that the donut effect. And it's so obvious to see that. Now, here's what you do. I like the product they're using. That F-stop is good. But here's what you do. Get you a golf tee or a pencil or whatever and put it on the edge of that discoloration. The edge of that circle, if you will, and put out your fungicide. Do that. Now, a lot of fungicides you can water in. Most fungicides, if you spray them, need 48 hours dry. Tell me, Jenna, when we've last had 48 hours dry.
We're not going to have it today.
No, we're not going to have it all week, I don't think.
The weather.
Sometimes you have to just take a chance and go ahead and spray it with that. But since you've got that golf tee and that marker on that edge, if the fungus expansion has stopped, hasn't encroached, gone past your marker.
Okay.
Then you kind of got it stopped. Then you do everything else you can do to bring it back. You put on your winterizer fertilizer. You do not, under any circumstances, scalp that lawn. If you have a soil test or if you haven't used lime in a long time, put some lime on it. Keeping in mind, just separate the winterizer fertilizer and the lime by 2 weeks. That's just what you always do. And do everything right to help bring it back. Sometimes bringing back a fungus that's really taken a toehold in that yard is difficult to do. You will not know till next spring whether that's going to really come back or not. Because you're not going to get a lot of growth. Our grass is going to gradually, give way into September and October, November, gradually slide into dormancy. And so you're not going to have a whole lot of new growth.
Sure.
But fungus is tough. I've got a little spot of it in mine. I've got to treat also. It's just all this rain, all this humidity, and our grass has been very lush. And another way to determine it with that circle, that's the easy way to determine it, but kind of dig around the roots, and the roots are kind of brown and greasy, and that's a sure sign of fungus. St. Augustine also, and this is bad news for most of us, has a fungus called take-all fungus. Take-all fungus speaks for itself, kills the grass, and you may have to next spring do a little resodding or reseeding or whatever you're going to do. But hopefully you've got the Rhizoctonia brown patch fungus, which is curable. But it's hard to do. One last thing on the fungicide. If you put it out, no matter what, repeat it in 10 days, and then if you've stopped it, great. If not, continue to do it.
Okay. What was the name of the? You called it the
Rhizoctonia brown patch fungus.
Okay, he is a villain in Lord of the Rings. Pretty sure of it.
Who, Rhizoctonia?
I'm just kidding.
I thought you were kidding. I said, no joke.
It just sounded like it. Oh my gosh. On that note, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, our friend Andrea says she has a fig tree that the leaves are dropping and are brown. Oh, we're hearing more and more about these fig trees given some issues this time of year. Maybe it is the rain. We'll answer that question when we come back after this short break.
Attention hunters, it's time to get better results for your food plots, and Barnes Feed Store has what you need to help make your hunting season a success. If you have soil sample results, bring it in and they'll point you in the right direction. Get your bags of pre-mixed seeds or single seeds, deer protein, rice bran, deer candy, and your headquarters for Pennington Rackmaster. Get your food plots right this year. Get over to Barnes Feed Store, a proud Pensacola tradition for over 65 years in Ensland, Old Palafox, and in Molino on Highway 29.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
Argos! Go Argos!
Go Argos!
I'm Robin Zimmern, Executive Director of Development and Alumni Relations at UWF. September is National Hunger Awareness Month. Join us Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we discuss food insecurity for college students, the Argo Pantry on campus, and how community members can get involved to fight hunger in our community. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This week, it's up-and-coming blues and soul singer Jordan Chase. Jordan was featured on The Voice and American Idol. He is currently working on his first record with a Grammy Award-winning team from Nashville. See Jordan at Bands on the Beach.
I don't know where to go.
It's that time of year again to have your home or business prepared as best you can for possible storms or power outages. Natural Gas Energy is the most reliable source against what Mother Nature can bring. Gulf Breeze Natural Gas has been servicing Gulf Breeze and Pensacola Beach for over four decades. If you live or work in this district, please visit GulfBreezeNaturalGas.com and learn how you can connect to natural gas energy. Gulf Breeze Natural Gas, your style, your comfort, your energy.
Local host Bobby Rossi gets you your dependable local, state, and national news 4-7 on your drive home on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, the shark, babe.
We're back on the Garden Line. It's 9:29. Got to head to the news in just a second, but I want to get to Andrea's question about the fig tree because it seems like we're having this a lot.
That's exactly right. And what you have to look at is this. If the leaves on the fig tree are just falling off, that's probably okay. That means it's probably alive. That's what plants do when they're traumatized, which they could be by all the rain, all the moisture, all the humidity, and all of that. If the brown leaves are staying on the tree, sticking there, then there may be another problem there, which could be a disease problem, a root problem. Keep in mind, what's the biggest culprit insofar as fig trees are concerned is weed and feed fertilizer that got too close. That will do them in no time.
Oh, the weed and feed. Don't get us started.
That's another villain.
This is
That's like Rhizoctonia. That's another villain.
That guy. We're going to get him. I'm just kidding. All right, we do have to take a quick break. It's 9:30.
Good morning. It's 9:31, 82 degrees, and mostly sunny in Pensacola. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3. A surprise opportunity for Escambia Fire and Rescue to pick up two new aerial fire trucks recently popped up.
One called us up and said, hey, guys, we've got two aerials. One's a 100-foot ladder. One's a platform that the villages had canceled their order. And they said, well, if you want to pick this order up, you'll jump right in line with their spot, and you won't lose any days billed. And we'll honor the contract pricing that you had previously done with us. So we've got three trucks on order right now that we're waiting to come in, an engine, a squad, and another ladder.
Escambia County's Director of Public Safety, Eric Gilmore, says he was able to take it to the county commissioners where it's waiting for approval. The two aerial trucks could be purchased in addition to the three that were already on order. The two trucks could be delivered by December of next year, which Gilmore says is at least a year sooner than the county could have received it had they placed the order. Escambia County deputies are looking for a woman they say could be in danger. 50-year-old Katina Dalton was last seen on Sunday in the 1400 block of West Hernandez. Deputies say she could be in need of medical attention, and they posted a photo of the missing woman on the Escambia County Sheriff's Office Facebook page. If you've seen her, you should contact the Sheriff's Office. There was a tragedy in Panama City. A 4-year-old child from Georgia is dead after falling from a third-story balcony at a high-rise resort. Panama City police say the child fell early on Saturday morning at the Lake Town Wharf condos. Police haven't released any other information on what happened. An organization traveling to remember veterans and the lives lost in the global war on terror made a stop in Pensacola over the weekend. The Project RELO Task Force tribute stopped at Pensacola's Veteran Memorial Park on Sunday. The group is traveling just over 7,000 miles across the country, 1 mile for each service member lost in combat since 9/11.
We feel so blessed that people do care, that they do remember, that they do go out of their way on this 7,000-mile-plus trek.
That's Gold Star mother Susie Fernandez. Organizers say the group's goal is to remember our fellow Americans who gave everything in service to our country. This holiday weekend marked the end of another summer tourism season, and it was a busy one. It's going to spell profit for merchants depending on tourism. From Memorial Day, July 4th, the Red, White, and Blues Week, and Labor Day, business was brisk on Pensacola Beach all summer. Business people along the beaches are hoping for a hurricane-free shoulder season. NASA says the next opportunity launch day for Artemis 1 might be sometime in October.
The launch was scrubbed twice this past week due to two different fuel leak issues. The current launch period concludes this Tuesday, but NASA Administrator Bill Nelson says there is no plan to pursue another flight during the current period. The rocket will undergo extensive fuel leak inspections and repairs. NASA officials say the inspection procedures will likely send the rocket back to the hangar, which puts the earliest flight opportunity into the next launch period, which comes up in October. I'm Mark Mayfield.
And let's check our forecast from Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. Partly cloudy skies with a 40% chance of rain in the afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a high near 91 degrees. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And it's 85 in Pensacola, 87 in Gulf Breeze, and 84 in Milton at 9:35. Our next news is at 10, breaking news anytime. I'm Steve Taylor, and you're listening to News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. A bit of good news for home buyers. A new survey from Realtor.com finds that sellers are offering more concessions to lure buyers into signing contracts. The survey, which looked at 3,000 responses, including 449 from those who sold their home within the next 12 months, found that recent sellers are facing more pressure from buyers than those who sold last year. The number of buyers asking for repairs based on inspection results had more than doubled in recent months. Some Credit Karma users could be seeing part of a $3 million payout. The Federal Trade Commission has ordered the company to pay users after falsely claiming they were pre-approved for credit cards. FTC officials said nearly one-third of people who applied for those offers between 2018 and 2021 were denied, and that misrepresentation harmed their credit scores. It's unclear how many consumers were impacted. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials down 203. The NASDAQ is down a sharp 132. The S&P 500 is down 29. That's Your Money Now.
And now, with a step back in the archives of Pensacola News, here's John Appleyard.
1894 from Plaza Ferdinand in downtown Pensacola. This is News Radio 1620. And now also on FM 92.3. As of this hour, the celebration is well advanced and members of our Longshoremen's Association are in full swing to recognize the first nationally celebrated Labor Day. Yes, with two bands present and a host of signs and even exhibits, the men are noting the essence of this occasion, a movement which began 12 years ago in New York as the Knights of Labor, a movement with industrial and agricultural supporters to hold a Labor Day. However, it took the Congress a dozen years to agree that such a celebration was a good idea. But now, today, we have seen the men and women coast to coast proudly showing their sense of pride in work. Just moments ago, Charlie Merritt, the chairman of the local management group, told your reporter that at this moment there are more than 1,200 men in the two labor longshoremen's associations here in Pensacola, and that by the end of this year, just about everyone and their families will become in the Labor Day movement. This is John Appleyard for News Radio 1620.
Pep Talk with Jenna Barr, mornings at 9.
Take those bulbs that are now dry, put them, get some old pantyhose, save them, because they are great. It's a great plant.
Yeah, I mean, they could be a Halloween decoration. You've got pantyhose, just keep them in the legs, and you put calories.
You know what, Jenna?
Dangle them.
You know what, Jenna? I knew not to say that. I knew you were going to be all over that.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's 9:38. You're listening to The Garden Line on News Radio 92.3. I'm Jenna Barr.
How long are we going to be running that little cut about the pantyhose? I was just curious. And for those folks just tuning in to The Garden Line, Jenna, one of the most generous people in the world, for my birthday, gave me 6 beautiful onions hanging up in a pantyhose. I've got them in the bag here. I'm taking them home. Probably put, you know, anyway, there they are.
I want to just, can you please film it while you walk into the house to see Mary Ellen?
She's going to say, what are you, what is that?
I don't know. I got to show up to this place someday. Oh, man. But
anyway.
I brought the extra leg in there. That's the best part, is you have the extra pantyhose laying on the side.
Hey, look at the newsroom still talking pantyhose.
They're like, listen.
What are they doing in there? Okay, enough of that.
Hey, I wanted to get to Randy's question. So he sent in a bunch of pictures of piles of dirt that are like coming up from his lawn. Also, before we even get to that, he also texted in a rather random looking bush plant that's growing, and it just looks like a weed that kind of just needs to be pulled.
You know what it looks like? It looks like a cherry laurel. And okay. A cherry laurel, of course, is a tree that is kind of interesting, and it's evergreen, and some people have them. It sends out these black berries that are just nasty. They will stain your sidewalk and all of that. So a lot of people don't like them. But many times you'll find them coming up in your flower bed here and there. You just pull them up and throw them away because they really are not going to do you any good, and I don't think you're going to enjoy them. So that's what that particular picture looks like. Sometimes it's hard to tell without seeing the entire plant, but that's what I would do. It looks like a cherry laurel that has come up in the flower bed. That's what it looks like.
Okay, very good. But the piles of dirt, the little, you know, those little...
Yeah,
like,
oh yeah. And you know, sometimes I think it can be a couple of things. One, mole crickets, of course, will send up little piles of dirt if you have mole crickets. And the mole crickets right now are mature. Their generation change was in June, July, and that type of time. But so it could be that. Also, it could just be earthworms. Earthworms, you know, and a lot of the rain we've had driven up the earthworms, it could be earthworms causing those little mounds of dirt coming up. So I would go with one of those two. I would probably, considering the environment, say it's probably earthworms. But that's just sort of a guess on my part.
Okay, very good. Hey, before we get to a few more of your questions at 850-437-1620, I want to kind of backtrack. We had talked about the fungicide on the St. Augustine a little bit, and how you can put a golf tee to really, you know, mark.
Yeah, a marker.
Put
right,
a marker.
Whatever.
So our friend Steve was wondering, and I don't have any golf tees, but he does have a stick and pantyhose. Will that work instead?
Tell Steve that what we need on this show is another comedian. Well, Steve, let me tell you what. I think that would work. Why not? You know, anything to show you where the edge of that fungus is, and if you want to put a pantyhose out there,
there you go.
So be it. Now, Steve, you might want to check with your homeowners association and see what they say about all of that.
Yes, please.
They might object, but good luck.
Good luck. Thank you for that. Hey, our friend Charles texted in. He tuned in a little late. He actually said that his St. Augustine lawn is just not looking very healthy, just general patchiness. So what do you recommend to treat it?
Yeah, general patchiness is probably because of a little bit of fungus that he's got. However, and this is really important, is that not only do we have the fungus with all the humidity and heat and moisture and all of that, is the
St. Augustine, in many cases and in many areas, is lush, which is a calling card for sod, webworms, and chinch bugs. Now, two different things here. Sometimes it's kind of hard to tell the difference. But if in those patchy spots in your St. Augustine, go kind of get on your hands and knees and look at the blades of grass in that area. If they have notches in them, if some of the blades of grass have notches in them, that is because you've got sod webworms. And keep in mind that in my yard, I can walk across my front yard and the little dingy gray moths just flutter up, which means that we are all susceptible to those sod webworms this time of year. So be very cognizant of that. And once you get the sod webworms, it'll just expand quickly. It'll look like a goat's been feeding in your yard. So that's one thing you need to look out for. Chinch bugs, a little bit different. Chinch bugs will attack the roots of the plant. And that's by the same token, the sod webworms will not. They'll just eat the top of the blades, and many times the grass will come back. But with the chinch bugs, they'll attack the roots, and it'll be just brown patches in your yard, which is really the thatch you're looking at because the grass is dying. Mm-hmm. So look next to the street, look next to your sidewalks, look next to your driveway, because that's where they're more prevalent, because they're very, very tropical, and they want the warmest place in your yard, the warmest soil, and that's going to be next to those concrete areas. So that's where they start. But if you get chinch bugs, they too will expand and expand and expand, and that can be big trouble. Insofar as recovery of the lawn, you really might have to do some replacement next year, and you won't know till next year, quite frankly.
That's you said.
So you got the fungus, you got the fungus, you've got the chinch bugs, you got the sod webworms. That is why some folks have said, "Uncle, I am not going to plant St. Augustine. I'm not going to keep it in my yard.
Right.
I'm going to put zoysia grass in there," because even though zoysia will have its own set of problems, it's nothing like the St. Augustine at this point.
Nothing like it.
Absolutely.
But it is a waiting game, like you mentioned, so you kind of got to wait it out for the next year.
Treat it, you know, if it's sod webworms and chinch bugs, there's a lot of granular products you can put out, which will enjoy the rain. It's good to wash them in. So you can do that. And the good thing is sod webworms, chinch bugs use the same chemicals. You'll find that label will list both of those varmints, sod webworms and chinch bugs, on the label. So you can use the same thing if you're not sure what you got.
Okay.
But that fungus, remember, that's going to form in kind of a circle or an arc in your yard. Relatively easy to diagnose.
Okay, excellent. On that note, it is 9:45, so we do have to take a short break here. When we come back, we have a friend who says, "I have Bermuda beginning to grow within my centipede. So how do I stop the spread of Bermuda?" So we're going to get to that. Also, we got a couple other questions from our friend Lisa. I've got some, the chinch bug questions too coming in. So we're going to get to those here on the Garden Line. If you'd like to text in, 850-437-1620.
Finding a landscaper that will actually call you back? Check. Finding one that offers high-end designs complemented with 3D walkthrough designs and 2D renderings? Check. Finding a great landscaper that can also execute beautiful landscape and hardscape designs? Check. Finding one that knows how to erect outdoor pergolas, fences, patios, and kitchens? Check. Finding the right landscaper that also offers irrigation services? Check.
Hi, this is Paul with Blue Sky Landscapes. Call us today for a free quote and check out our work at blueskypensacola.com.
The car industry is crazy right now. Because of an inventory shortage, you'll find that dealerships are marking up the sticker price. That's just another reason you need to visit our friends at Frontier Motors and get yourself an affordable pre-owned vehicle. For over 25 years, they've been the alternative to buying new, and now, with cars going for ridiculous prices, you can save even more on a slightly used car that still looks and smells like new at Frontier Motors. Frontier also offers free Carfax reports, free appraisals, free diminished value reports in case of an accident, and free advice when you're buying or selling a car. And with over 300 units available, I'm sure they're going to have what you are looking for. An honest used car dealership is hard to find, but we found one at Frontier Motors. Go see the only dealer in Pensacola that I recommend. Frontier Motors is located right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Tune in this Thursday to the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10:30 when Keith Walther and Ulysses from Keith Walther Custom Homes and Keith Walther Roofing will be on the air talking about the family business that started years ago and how it's grown to be where it is today and is a name that's been trusted in the community for decades. That's all this Thursday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
From county commissioner meetings to the Blues, Andrew covers it all on your morning drive on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
We got some questions coming into the Garden Line here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Jenna Barr. Mike Wiggins is here to answer those questions, so let's get to them. Let's get to the Bermuda. Not the place. I have Bermuda beginning to grow within my centipede. How do I stop the spread of Bermuda? Mike?
That's difficult to do. Bermuda is a very tough grass. Two things I would do. One, really concentrate on mowing the lawn high. I know we talk about that all the time, but when you've got Bermuda, which is a lower growing grass, a thin blade grass, in this situation it's a weed, it's it's a lawn in a lot of people, but in her situation it's the definition of a weed. It's a plant in the wrong place. So mow it high, and sometimes that will reduce the Bermuda grass or any grassy weed that's there. Also, be sure to use the pre-emergence weed control in November and repeat 90 days later in February. That might inhibit and stop some of the spread of this Bermuda grass. But I really believe your cultural practices like mowing high are going to help you, maybe even more than that weed and feed fertilizer. But I would not weed and feed fertilizer, your pre-emergence herbicide, not the weed and feed. We don't do that. But do that in November, and hopefully it will inhibit, stop some of that Bermuda grass growth. But Bermuda grass is tough. It's a wire grass. It really is difficult to control. There's no what you would call post-emergence spray that you could spray on your yard today that would kill Bermuda, that wouldn't kill your centipede. So you've got to use other tactics.
Okay, very good. I like it just green. As long as it's green,
That is one thing for sure. At least Bermuda's green.
Right. It's true.
It's not orange, and so it's green, so it does blend in. But I understand I'm wanting to get rid of it. But
naturally.
So use those, do the mowing and the weed and feed, pre-emergence weed control, and go from there.
Okay. Very good. We were talking about chinch bugs earlier. Somebody mentioned that chinch bugs pierce the grass blades and they suck on the nutrients till it turns brown.
Right.
But I guess it's the fungicide that attacks the roots.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Now, one thing about that.
Both are not good.
Right. One thing we didn't say about the chinch bugs, which I think is a good way to determine what you've got. If you've got that patchy area next to the street that you think could be chinch bugs, cut you out about a 4-inch by 4-inch plug of grass going down at least 4 inches if you can. Put it in a bucket of water. Sometimes you have to hold it down. And in 5, 6, 7 minutes, if it's a chinch bug problem, they will start crawling up the edge of that bucket. They're little black insects with gray coloration on their back. And that gray coloration are really wings. You really can't tell that they are, but they are. And so it's black with a little gray back to them. You'll notice them, because if you've got 5 or 6 crawling up that bucket, you need to treat quick. That means you've probably got thousands in the lawn.
Ugh.
So, yeah, I know.
You know what I learned?
What?
Actually, I learned this during COVID. I was hanging out with my friend Rachel, and you know, it was dark out, the kids were playing and everything. It was like towards, we were going back to school that time of year, and she showed me something. This is has to do with grass, okay? And it's nighttime, so it's really dark, and she's like, come with me, I want to show you something. So she takes a flashlight and she shines it, we get low, and she shines it into the grass, you know, we're standing in the street, so she's shining it onto the grass, and you see all these like glistening, it almost looks like raindrops, they're like really pretty sparkles throughout the grass. I'm like, ooh, that's cool, what is that? She's like, oh, spider eyes.
What?
So they're more.
Well, what did she call it?
There's spiders.
Oh,
they're
spiders!
The eyes of spiders.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and so apparently, like, I guess it's around this time, heading into fall. You know, the spiders, they all want to have, you know, their babies or whatever before it gets too cold.
Okay.
You know, Charlotte's web, whatever, and so they hatch at night, and so they can go out and you know, be awful. I don't know. Just be spiders. And anyways, so that's fine. But, you know, they got to get there somehow, so they have to crawl through the grass. So at night, they try to get across when there's not movement, and you can see the spider, little baby spider eyes.
I've never seen that. Now,
are you kidding me? They're terrorists.
No, listen. That's kind of cool because, one, it sounds like it's fun to look at, and it's kind of pretty. But one thing, I don't believe that those spiders are going to damage your lawn at all. They're just kind of living there and doing their thing in your lawn. So there you go.
They're doing their thing. That's what we'll call it. It is 9:54, excuse me, on the Pensacola Expert Panel. You're listening to The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. I'm Jenna Barr. 437-1620 if you'd like to squeeze in a last-minute question. We have about 5 minutes left in the show. When we come back from our break, our friend Lisa from Milton, she's wondering if you can give, I know we talked about it earlier just to kick off our show. We were talking about fall planning, prepping your raised garden beds, your for your fall plants, all your fall planting. So she would like the three things to put in your raised bed to prep for fall plants. So we're going to get to that. And if you'd like to squeeze in another question here on the Garden Line on News Radio 92.3, you can text it in or feel free to call. I'd love to hear your voice this morning. 850-437-1620.
This is Steve Gerlach with Emerald Coast Coins. For over 17 years, we've been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, platinum coins, bullion, scrap jewelry, diamonds, and currency. Don't send money out of town to someone you never met. Trust a company that's locally veteran-owned and operated. Get more information about us on Thursday mornings on Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Mom, can I have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's up-and-coming blues and soul singer Jordan Chase. Jordan was featured on The Voice and American Idol. He is currently working on his first record with a Grammy Award-winning team from Nashville. See Jordan at Bands on the Beach.
I don't know where to go.
No more with Brian Kilmeade afternoons 11 to 1 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're wrapping up the Garden Line this beautiful Tuesday morning. Rain on the way this week. Also, Halloween season is now upon us if you've walked into any of our local stores. And our friend Ray said all those spiders I was talking about that glisten on the lawn, they're just getting ready for Halloween. I like it. I like
good,
it.
Good. Very good.
We do have our friend Tom from Pensacola on the line. Tom, what's your question?
What you got, Tom?
Hey, I got Virginia buttonweed in my yard. How do you get rid of that mess?
That's a tough one. Let me tell you, Virginia buttonweed's got a little white blossom on it, and it is a tough weed. But many of the weed killers, post-emergent weed killers, are labeled for Virginia buttonweed. A 2,4-D mixture, a Trimec mixture, one of those. What you've got to do, Tom, is go look at the weed killer aisle in your garden center, and you have to do some reading to find out exactly which one has Virginia buttonweed on the label. It's a post-emergence deal. It's a herbicide that kills your broadleaf weeds like Virginia buttonweed, but doesn't damage the grass. But don't just buy any of them. Be sure that Virginia buttonweed is on the label. That is real important. But you're right, it is a pest from Gulf Breeze to Milton. It really is. It'll get in your St. Augustine, Centipede, Georgia. It'll get anywhere. But you've got to wait just a little bit. With temperatures in the 90s, I would kind of cool it. I would kind of wait just a little bit till our daytime temperatures are, let's say, mid to low 80s. Nighttime temperatures could be in the high 60s. That way you won't damage your existing grass with the herbicide. But you're right, it is a pest, and it is controllable as long as you buy the right herbicide that's labeled for Virginia buttonweed.
Okay, excellent. Hey, Tom, thanks for wrapping up the show with
your
call. Also, last three things to put in your raised beds to prep for fall plants.
Yeah, we talked about using some sand, good clean sand. Don't put any red clay in there, good sand. It can be brown sand, that's fine too. Canadian sphagnum peat moss, some organic material, a little bit of limestone, a little bit of fertilizer, and you're set.
And you're set and ready to go. Also, pantyhose are a great deal at Walmart, if you were wondering.
Jenna,
couple of you texted
thank
in.
You for my birthday present. I can't wait to go hang up my pantyhose with the onions in it. Whoa.
Oh, it's pantyhose season.
Thank you.
I don't even know where to go.
There is nowhere.
Local talk in the afternoon with Bobby Rossi, 4 till 7 is on News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.